Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, it is Thursday, the 31st day of January, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here, obviously, live for the next 3 hours. And each day, it just gets more insane. Larry Pratt, the head of Gun Owners of America, hadn't been on with us in a few weeks. He's going to give us an update on the latest legislative developments that are taking place with the attack on the Second Amendment. We've got absolutely key news in that area. Homeland Security has advice for confronting mass murderers. In their new training seminars, they say fight back with scissors. That's right. Now, government all has bodyguards with guns, and billionaires all have bodyguards with guns, and Dianne Feinstein has it, and people like Bloomberg, people like Michael Moore. But you need to fight back against someone with a semi-automatic with scissors. I can't make that up. We've got thousands of Green Berets signing a petition, signing an open letter to the White House saying we will not be part of taking guns. Over 1,000 Green Berets signed letters supporting Second Amendment. That's all up at our news websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm going to cover that again next hour when Larry Pratt joins us. I'll get into some of it coming up in the next segment. Paul Watson's popping in. Because we picked up earlier in the week on a report of a British defense contractor, thousands of pages, scanned passports, British social security numbers. I mean, it looked like a real hack, or if it was a forgery, I mean, it was like, you know, writing a five-volume book. It looked very accurate. And the companies come out and said, yes, it was a real hack, but somebody inserted a few emails claiming that we were getting offers to help stage a chemical attack. There in Syria to be blamed on the Syrian government. Well, that fits in with Israel saying, if we think there's any nerve gas, we're going to start attacking government facilities. Because we're worried about rebels getting them, rebels backed by the West. And there's even a Libertarian Party blog out today saying, Israel and the Syrian opposition, strange bedfellows. Because then, as you know, Israel launched a bunch of airstrikes on facilities they claim were transferring nerve gas to rebels. I mean, the last thing Assad would ever do, who has no history of aggression to outside countries, would be to use or give rebels nerve gas. I mean, that's the pretext to attack them, and they've said that. This is all a setup. This has been ongoing now for quite some time. 23 months or so that the West has been funding Al-Qaeda as the leadership and several other jihadi groups out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and a few other nations against that country. And they already, of course, handed Libya over to Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is just unprecedented to have the United States, NATO, France right at the head of it, and now Israel openly involved trying to knock out the Assad regime, and then Al-Qaeda will come into command. And then meanwhile, they're saying everyone will be fully groped by the TSA at the Super Bowl, and they're running checkpoints on highways and roads in every major city, including Austin now, as of last week, saying because of Al-Qaeda. I mean, it is just absolute balderdash. And they're now converting over from saying, well, it's for Al-Qaeda, it's for conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists. So we are living in a Twilight Zone world. Russia concerned with Israeli attack in Syria. Reportedly a Russian MiG then went into some Israeli-controlled areas until warned off. Syria-Iran threatened consequences for Israeli strike. Israel jet blast arms shipment inside Syria. That's what the Wall Street Journal just goes with this as if it must be true. This is a new level of brazen bizarro-ness by the ruling establishment globalist. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Big transmission lined up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have got it. Frontline seats for the open birth of a planetary fascistic world government that uses socialism at the grassroots to basically enslave the population like flypaper, while an international global fascist elite writes the world laws and exempts themselves from taxation and regulation designed to impoverish and destroy middle classes worldwide. The ancient enemy of all oligarchs, corrupt kings, and criminal syndicates is the independent yeoman farmer that Thomas Jefferson talked about being the key to any free society. The free, middle-class, independent yeoman farmer has always been the enemy of tyranny. The yeoman farmer in the last 150 years, since the acceleration of the Industrial Revolution, is the middle class, is the shop owner, is the business owner, is the small factory owner, is the restaurant owner. But still, the farmer is the number one enemy. That's why you've seen programs to bankrupt and annihilate the family farm. Now that is incredibly, incredibly rare. Okay, just want to lay out the battle plan of the globalist here. World government is being openly announced again as the solution to all our problems. We're going to get into that. Incredible Second Amendment development news, some good news, some bad news, some ugly news, and a lot of news in between. That is all coming up today as well. Larry Pratt hadn't been on in a few weeks, head of Gun Owners of America. We'll get an update at the start of the next hour. Constitutional lawyer Ron Paul's chief legal advisor, advisor to Congress. Bruce Fein was going to be on yesterday. He got stuck in court on an important matter. He'll be joining us today, hadn't been on in about 4 months, to chart the incredibly draconian developments that we've seen just since he was last on, I guess about 3 months ago. So that is coming up as well. Just bizarro announcements by Homeland Security on the Second Amendment. Here's one of them. Homeland Security has advice for confronting mass murderers. Scissors, not firearms. You can't make that up. We got a link to that New York Post article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obviously, we're also going to get into a story out of ABC News that when I saw it, I instantly thought of Spaceballs, where they have the canned air, the president of the planet Spaceball, and he's telling the media, oh, no, there's no air shortage, don't worry. And then he opens a can of air. They're now selling cans of air in Beijing because the air has never been this bad except in 1954. Now, again, folks, the jet stream of China blows right across the Midwest and dumps in over the United States. And that's why people are sick all over the Midwest, okay? There's major university studies on it. I'm going to pull them up again and do a report on that soon because the media is not picking up on this. They're saying we've got to shut down basically everybody's cars, factories, you name it, that are totally clean in many cases because the particulate is going off the chart from the, well, the worst area is from about New Mexico over to Mississippi and then right up to as far north as Chicago. That's where that main jet stream dumps in. It comes into about 1,000 feet over mainland China. If you look on the globe, we're lined up with China, the Midwest is. And then it comes in and dumps in right over the Midwest and right over Texas. And it's just, that's what's going on. That's why everybody's so sick. And China is just, there's no controls there. I saw an article where their biggest river was bright red the other day. It was so toxic. Every week, a major river set on fire. There's hundreds of riots a week by the people rebelling. There's suicide nets being put up at hundreds of factories. People are finding any tall building and jumping off. I mean, it is just cuckoo land over there. And we are competing with that. They're kicking the Chinese off all their rural area where they were happy and providing food for themselves and forcing them into compact cities. They chain their kids to power poles and then go in and work in the factories all day. Now, we're not going to compete with that. There's no way. And they're bringing more regulations in on us. We're done. That's the plan. Totally shut us down. Now, all of that, and I'm going to get to it after Paul Watson leaves us at the bottom of the hour, all of that pales in significance to something right out of biblical revelation, right out of the Bible, where you've got Russia that's described by the ancient name and Syria described by its ancient name, Syria, in a war with Israel. I mean, this. Listen, the Russians, according to Israeli press, we're going to get into that, sent fighter jets into the Israeli border. The Russians are saying they may respond openly. The biggest part of the Russian fleet is right off the coast. One ship alone, 2,000 Marines. This is a 23-month proxy war with the bankers that run America, NATO, and now Israel, Turkey's the main staging ground with U.S. bases, training al-Qaeda, using heavy artillery to sweep areas to insert more al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is cutting Christians' heads off, burning churches. Assad is no angel, but compared to al-Qaeda, he is an angel. He's never attacked outside countries, but he's not part of the New World Order. His dad was more of a tyrant. He's been probably 10 times better than his dad. The point is, this is a war crime being committed by the West, but we're run by the globalists, and they have put al-Qaeda in Libya. They have now are trying to take over Syria, and Syria's fighting back with the Russians. And again, the Russians are corrupt in their own way, but they are not expanding worldwide. They're not launching 30,000 drones worldwide. and 30,000 domestically they want in the next 10 years. They're not putting cancer viruses in their vaccines. They're paying people to have children in Russia because they openly say we were under eugenics under the Soviets. It's even in Pravda that used to be known for lying that the New World Order is running things, the communists were financed by Western banks to reduce our population. The Russians, at least part of the Russian hierarchy, who's also corrupt, understands the program. And they're to be taken out as well. But again, I'm not... Again, Israel's a pawn in this. This is a master game, ladies and gentlemen. And here's some of the headlines. Russia concerned with Israeli attack in Syria, claiming chemical weapons. We told you a year ago they try to claim they had chemical weapons and were going to use them. And they say rebels may get chemical weapons, so we have to attack them. When the rebels and this whole conflict were started by the West. Remember the first 6 months they called them peaceful protesters blowing up police stations. I mean, this is so immoral. That's why they've had so many members of CENTCOM, including the head of it, being fired, because they're not going along with this. Our government gave weapons to al-Qaeda and made them the head of security in Benghazi. They're the ones that killed the ambassador, and the Pentagon was told to stand down for 8 hours and not send aid that was a mile down the street. They had three drones overhead. Well, one manned gunship, two drones. That was a stand down. That was a hit. Why the White House wanted al-Qaeda to kill the ambassador? He was there reportedly transferring the missiles. Maybe they just wanted to get rid of how al-Qaeda is getting 10,000 heat seekers. Because when al-Qaeda blows up jet airliners, folks, in Europe and here and all, and it's already started in the Middle East, when they start shooting down jet airliners, they're going to have TSA on the street. And when the TSA wants to search my car, I'm going to say, you are part of the terrorists that armed al-Qaeda. You will not search my car. I want to search you. I'm not playing this game anymore. Syria, Iran threaten consequences for Israeli strike. There's that report, Jerusalem Post. Israeli jets blast arms shipment inside Syria. The West is now commandeering passenger planes flying into Syria. Beating up men, women, and children on board. U.S., Israel must withdraw from Judea and Samaria. That's another headline. Israel attacks strange bedfellows on Syria. LCR blog. Why is Israel funding al-Qaeda now? Russia slams Israeli attack on Syria. U.S. forces in Jordan on alert. Debka file. Israel attack. Desperate bid to save failed Syrian campaign. Yeah, they want to get Iran and Syria to respond. So they have this is so incredible. I take you now to London and Paul Joseph Watson, who'll be with us this segment and the next. Paul, you have been on top of this, on top in the last week, saying there's going to be a staged chemical weapon strike. Now it's all happening. What's happening, Paul Watson?
Well, good to be back, Alex. Yeah, there's still debate and argument about what exactly the target of this Israeli airstrike was, because the Western media is saying that it was this arms convoy that was traveling from Syria into Lebanon for Hezbollah, but the Syrians are saying that the actual target that was hit was a weapons facility in a place called Jamraya. No, I'm not sure about the pronunciation.
And Debka file, that's basically Mossad, is saying the same thing.
But the two targets are far away from each other. The supposed weapons shipment was on the Lebanon border, whereas Jamraya is near Damascus. So it's a completely different geographical area. So Israel hasn't even admitted that they've committed any kind of airstrike so far.
It's multiple,
the Syrians,
by the way,
are saying that it was a weapons facility, and that it turns out that this facility is engaged in long-range missile research. So it looks like the Israelis have just used an excuse, created this lie about weapon shipments to target a facility which was engaged in this cutting-edge research, which might have been used to target Israel at some point in the future.
And bottom line, we have the spectacle of 23-month attack by the West with al-Qaeda, and now even the LCR blog, the libertarians are saying, why is Israel helping al-Qaeda?
Well, it's amazing, isn't it? Because we had this story come out a couple of hours ago, Syria may respond to Israeli airstrike, says ambassador. And everybody's freaking out because they might defend themselves, they might fight back. So I put the comment out, you know, imagine if Syrian fighter jets attacked targets inside Israel, there'd be instant international condemnation.
It'd be nuclear war.
Yeah, I mean, Obama couldn't send the F-16s to bomb Syria quick enough, could he?
No, they'd nuke them.
Yeah, but Israel targets Syria, complete violation of their sovereignty, and hardly anyone bats an eyelid, and it's just like, oh yeah, that's par for the course.
And Syria took it, and the media's like, how dare you? We bombed you. That's violent what you did. I mean, it's just la-la land level. La-la land. Stay there. I want to get in when we come back to this report you put out that got picked up all over the world concerning this now-admitted hack of a British defense contractor.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Oh, great. Now I've got to go to court.
Meet Tina, now facing a future court date.
I can't afford an attorney.
Then learn how to represent yourself in court, step by step, without a lawyer.
How?
Online at howtowinincourt.com.
Howtowinincourt.com?
Howtowinincourt.com was created by a 27-year veteran attorney, so you can know how to win without a lawyer.
Now I can go to court with confidence.
Learn how at howtowinincourt.com, the leader in lawsuit self-help since 1997.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here, Paul Watson joining us from London. Paul, you did a story, what was it, on Tuesday, or was it Monday? We'll break that down. They got picked up by a bunch of British newspapers like the Daily Mail. They didn't do a retraction. They just pulled the whole article, what, yesterday, when the British defense contractor that you contacted on Monday, you know, for comment, finally responded, but to the Russian national news, saying, look, we did get hacked. The thousands of pages of documents, scans of passports, that's why we said it looked like a real hack, but we pointed out could be that somebody inserted fake stuff into the hack. They're saying the emails where they're discussing a staged chemical event, which has been discussed by the news everywhere, that they were contacted by Qatar to be part of this, and that they had said, no, we don't want to be part of it. Now, again, sounds like something the Russians would do. Hack it, then add BS to it. Or it could be real. Paul Watson, describe what was in there, the plan to stage a chemical attack, and then blame it on the Syrians, because that fits into everything we saw lining up this week.
Well, I mean, for months we've been tracking this plan to stage a false humanitarian crisis, a chemical weapons attack, because Obama, you know, Francois Hollande, all the NATO people have made it clear on several occasions that that is, quote, their red line on direct military intervention in Syria. So that's all they need to justify it in their eyes. So we were tracking it for 6 to 8 months before this all came out. And then at the end of this last week, it was a German hacker that hacked into Britam Defense, which is basically a defense contractor. In their denial that these emails were real, they claimed they were merely a commercial outfit. Well, if they've got information about their activities in Iran, and that was only commercial, then that would be illegal, because it's illegal to do business in Iran. They've got mercenaries in Iraq. They work directly with British special forces. So their claim that they're only a commercial company that advises people smacks of dishonesty, is to my mind. But yeah, they left it simmering for days, this email communication supposedly between the founder and the business director of this Britam Defense organization, which talked about the Qataris proposing a deal which was, quote, approved by Washington to basically deliver a chemical weapon to Syria that was similar to the ones that Assad has. And the implication was obviously to blame it on the Assad government. So they came out, they let it simmer for days, they came out yesterday to Voice of Russia, because it was a big story in Russia, and said basically, yes, we were hacked, these all these documents, PDF files, Word documents, scans of passports, they're all true, but these emails are false, they're hoaxes. And it is a potential that they are hoaxes, because the timestamps on two of the emails are the same, the dates are different, but the timestamps are exactly the same, which leads you to wonder, why would a hacker go to all that trouble and then leave the timestamps the same and leave a red herring for people to later discover that it was a hoax? So whether it was, the hack was not a hoax, it was genuine, and there's a lot of documents in there. But they're saying now that the emails were a hoax, and that's probably why the Daily Mail pulled it. But as you said, they should have just issued a retraction. I mean, we added to our story the denial by Britam that the emails were real. But it's, you know, it's very interesting.
Paul, I mean, this is so over the top. I don't even have words to describe how insane it is to have the whole world, including Israel, ganging up on Syria, who's done nothing to massacre Christians and Muslim minorities, to put Al-Qaeda in. And they've taken about a third of the country and shoot mass rally videos where they say, we blew up your towers, we're going to attack America after Syria. And then the government, you know, stages Benghazi and kills the ambassador. And I mean, it's just, what's coming next? Why is the government so mad dog arrogant? I mean, in the past, they would try to cover stuff up like this. What is going on? Why are they so arrogant?
Well, because they know most people don't pay attention. I mean, when they came, they're trying to differentiate the terrorists like al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda groups that have killed U.S. troops in Syria, and the rebels, like they're different organizations. When, as soon as the U.S. designated al-Nusra as a terrorist organization, the 29 other Syrian rebel groups immediately came out and pledged their allegiance to al-Nusra. So they were saying, yes, we're with the terrorists. And then, as the New York Times admits, Al-Nusra, the terrorist group, coordinates all the bombings, leads all the rebel groups. It's the commanding force in Syria. So you can't differentiate it and say, oh, we need to go into Syria to get Al-Qaeda in support of the rebels, because the rebels are Al-Qaeda. They're all basically one group. They pledged allegiance to each other.
All right, Paul, stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have 2 or 3 filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive from natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy? Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Coming up, we're going to break down the unbelievable new attacks on the Second Amendment and other bizarro behavior by the kleptocrats who openly have introduced bills at the state and federal level that are the main bills, and in the Feinstein case, where the government officials, not servants, are all exempt and can have whatever guns they want, but we've got to register ours and turn them in if the ATF feels like it. I mean, just absolutely incredible. And it doesn't really translate well on radio because it's visual. But MSNBC has been caught again, just like with Trayvon Martin, and they're getting sued, where George Zimmerman, you know, the 911 call is like, okay, the guy's looking around, walking around by cars. What's he look like? Looks like a teenager. You've heard the tape. He's wearing a hoodie. He's walking around. And then they ask him, well, what color is he? Looks like he's black. Well, they edited it to, yeah, there's a guy walking around, looks like he's black. And then went on and said, looks like he's black. Can you believe the racism of this cracker? They now say that all the time on MSNBC. Cracker. Southerners are trash. White people are bad. And it's white people saying this. Chris Matthews and Carlos Watson and that woman yesterday said it. What's her name? Finney. Yeah, these crackers, you know, these old crackers. And you even got Jindal, you know, the Republican governor going, yeah, these old white men are the problem. I mean, again, you're like, well, wait a minute. I mean, whites have intermarried, totally embraced political correctness, you know, agreed that we're the worst people on earth. And now we're told we're the cause of all folks. It's racial division. The system wants racial division. And so this will make white people very racist and very suspicious because they haven't been racist or suspicious. Believe me, I'm white, folks. I know, okay? I grew up in the supposed South, okay? Whites totally bought the full guilt deal, even though, you know, young whites had nothing to do with any of this stuff. There's been all sorts of oppression throughout history. They give a victim identity to the system. They give a victim identity to impoverish and control and manipulate, quote, minorities, so they're under government control. While their future is being destroyed, whites are being destroyed. We're all being destroyed by the New World Order. We're all having our power prices increased. We're all having our payroll taxes go up. We're all having the Social Security money stolen. We're all being screwed. But meanwhile, CNN and MSNBC are saying, cracker white people, Southerners. Well, Al Sharpton, we got to overcome the white Southerners. I mean, it is, folks, if white people talked like this, it would be the end of the world. But now they go, support gun control, you're racist. All right, here's my guns. Support socialism and death panels, you're racist. All right. Support aborting black babies, you're racist. All right, all right. I support, here's the money to kill them. That's very liberal now. That's right. Killing black people is pro-black. Saying you want to own guns is racist. And you're and the job of the hut, Lego playset is racist. We got to ban it. You're like, that doesn't make any sense. How does a green pig and a skeleton, and I mean, we actually own the toy set. I even have it at the office. I even owned it before this came out that it's racist. And I look at it and can't, again, Hello Kitty bubble guns, illegal, or arrest people. And you're like, doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense. This is the authoritarianism where they have the moral high ground. And then real racism, real discrimination, as the mega banks get $47 trillion of taxpayer money the last 5 years, plus, that's an old number, and sign us on to 1.5 global quadrillion in fake derivatives. Oh, none of that's discriminatory, having our factories all shipped to China, India, and Mexico, which doesn't even help those people because it's so horrible they're living in, you know, dormitories where they have forced abortions and suicide nets and 100 square feet per person. I mean, it is insane. The Chinese sky is so toxic it catches on fire sometimes. The rivers catch on fire. They're having canned air. Do we have the canned air clip? People aren't going to believe this, okay? I'm going to go back to Paul Watson to finish up on the Syria issue, but here it is. China's filthy air prompts mask rush and sale of fresh air in cans. ABC News. I'm not joking. For the fourth time this year, a murky haze has descended over North China, leaving residents of Beijing choking on toxic smog. China's air hasn't been this bad since 1954, according to the state-run People's Daily, because the winds have kind of slowed down, the prevailing winds, the trade winds, and above those, the, well, they're all prevailing winds, but the jet stream. Don't worry, it's all coming to the U.S. anyways. For whatever weird reason, we're bound to China, and we get their smog, the globalist smog. But, oh, there's no calls to clean that up. The globalists are using them having no environmental standards to leverage out the West. Nobody can compete, bankrupt everything. Oh, I talk to Austinites every couple days. I ran into a guy last night just getting gas where he's got a kombucha microbrew, very popular. I've actually heard of it. Well, he's actually connected to one of our graphics people. That's how he knew me. But and he's had to move out to Hayes County because Austin would not let him. Would not let him. I'm going to say that again. Would not let him make kombucha in Austin. They just harassed him. You can't build anything in Austin now unless you're an insider globalist. We're the model of this whole country. Just like the Jersey Coast, nobody's allowed to rebuild but insiders. They're saying you can't rebuild 1021. Sell your property off 10 cents on the dollar to big guys if you want. old family-owned little motels and hotels, one of the most popular destinations on the East Coast, very beautiful Jersey Coast, one of the best things about, you know, New Jersey that people run down and talk bad about all day. Jersey Coast is pretty nice. You know, they got shows about it making fun of it. But the point is that you can't operate. Ted Anderson moved out of Minneapolis because of the code enforcers harassing him. I mean, it's a radio network, and it's guys on the phone, you know, brokers selling gold and silver. So he moved to St. Paul. They harassed him out of there. I mean, every time I talk to Ted, he's got some state agency in his office. He says, it's not just me. Minnesota's one of the worst. He says, it's everybody. Then he bought this big house that had been up for sale for years that nobody could get near an industrial park. But they said, don't worry, we're going to give you the permits for this to be a business. Go ahead and move in. He buys it. He fights them for 4 years. They harass him. They basically shut him down. He moves. Now they're saying, we're not going to stop. You can't have a business. We're not going to let you sell it as a house or a business. He goes, what do I do with this big, giant house? You know, before I had an office park. They go, hey, do whatever you want, and actually laugh at him. They want to destroy us. They've been given the orders. You understand? It's called Agenda 21. It's in other big sociological papers we've broken down for 15 years. Bankrupting us is the goal. It is the goal. They don't want tourism. They want nothing. I was reading the other day. I was told about it a year ago by Michael Zwirling that owns two stations we're on out in California, MZ. But then I actually saw it in the news where NOAA, the weather service, has now got guns, and they go out and arrest surfers if they get within 50 yards of a whale or a seal or anything. And they're like, well, wait, tourists are coming here to surf. They're like, we're arresting everybody. They just go and arrest dozens of people every day right off the coast right there in the area that he's in. I'm just ranting. It's just a total takeover, okay? I mean, I'm down there at Big Bend watching illegal aliens go back and forth all day and ride horses on both sides. Border Patrol does nothing. They're ordered to stand down. And I watch the park rangers who most of, I'd say hi to them, and they would literally not talk to me. I shot a video about this. One guy, I said hi, and he goes, urgh. He was like a big, huge guy. And he actually went like Hulk Hogan, urgh. And then I ran into other people who said, man, we ran into this guy, and I described him. They go, yeah, that's him. And they go, yeah, we talked to him, and he went, urgh. So imagine, hey, how you doing? So, and then I'm down there at the hot springs. I'm going back to Watson, right on the Rio Grande, watching the illegals go back and forth. We have video of this. We're finally going to premiere on the nightly news tonight because we've been so overwhelmed with more hardcore news. And we've got people on horseback riding back and forth, broad daylight, and the Border Patrol is there with the park rangers. I'm sitting there in the natural hot tub by the Rio Grande, just absolutely gorgeous. And I feel somebody looking at me, and I look up. There's about 15 people in this big hot tub. And there's a park ranger staring right at me like he wants to kill me. And I wasn't drinking. We're going to go on another hike after this. We just been on a long one, like a, I don't know, 4 miles up a mountain and back down. And I'm sitting there, and he's looking at me. And I go, why is he looking at me? And I look over, and there's a Coors Light sitting next to me and a woman in a red bikini sitting right next to me. And he's looking at me like it's mine. And I just knew what he was looking at, and I went, You know, the universal thing in my hands, like, that's not mine. And I said to the guys, we got to get out of here. They're about to raid all these people. And they said, oh, no, they're not. It was like a bunch of UT lawyer alumni, like 40-year-old guys out there, you know, with their girlfriends. And they're throwing a football back and forth. They're having a couple beers. And there's a little bitty sign when you drive into that area saying alcohol is not permitted here. Little bitty sign on the entrance of the road. I said, we got to get out of here. Like, oh, you're being paranoid, Rob Dew and my dad and others who were with us. You're being paranoid. And I said, nope, get the stuff. I'm getting out of here. I go, they now arrest people who haven't even been drinking. I know to get out of here. They go, let us stay 15 more minutes. And I didn't even get video of this because I had a gut feeling we were going to get arrested. So we're pulling out. All of a sudden, Border Patrol shoots in for the parking lot at the hot springs there. This is how crazy this country is. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, they can do something about all the illegals? Right there coming back and forth across the border, this romantic setting. And they start putting body armor on. And then two more park rangers, but the cop type, pull up. And they're getting armor on. And I walk over and throw a water bottle away in the trash, the recycler. And I go, hey, how's it going? And they're like, what's going on? And I'm like, okay. And then I hear them talking. They go, all right, I got my tickets ready. You going to back me up? And they're like, yeah, we're ready to back you up. And they proceeded. And again, I was on my vacation. I mean, usually I would have done something. I said, I can't handle this anymore. I'm like, let's get out of here. And dude's like, I'm getting the GoPro out. I mean, I brought a camera. We'll tape it. I'm like, no, I just can't handle it. We got some of it all. I just can't handle it anymore, man. You can't go anywhere. And by the way, there were illegals just crossing. I talked to locals. They said at night, hundreds come across there and get picked up by coyotes. The Border Patrol's obviously all paid off. That's come out on record. The citizens are the target. You know, the government's arming Al-Qaeda, but UT alumni guys can't have a couple beers on the Rio Grande while felonies are being committed all around them. And they had big things of tickets, rubber hand, you know, the plastic handcuffs on their side. And then we're driving out, and more Border Patrol, more guards, more park rangers are pulling down the little road, you know, the dead ends by the hot springs. He's like, how did you know that? And I said, I saw the look in his eye, man. He wasn't about to give tickets. The guy's too scared. He wasn't about to give tickets to 15 people. These guys see us as the enemy. He's not worried about the coyotes going back and forth literally 20 feet from him. I said, they're going to arrest these people. And later I ran into a woman at the lodge that night. He said there were a bunch of tickets being given out, and one guy was being put in handcuffs. I just can't handle it anymore, man. I can't even go down and just be in a national park. I am the prey. I am the food. I am the food. And I knew. I said, we're food. Let's get out of here. I mean, I can't handle it anymore. I'm sorry, Watson. I've had you on hold. Finish up with Syria. Then I'll get into all the other news. It's just getting so bad. I meant to play this. China's filthy air prompts sales of fresh air cans. I mean, I guess they got the idea from Spaceballs. Let's play that clip and go to Watson. Here it is.
Planet Spaceball, I can assure both you and your viewers that there's absolutely no air shortage whatsoever. Yes, of course. I've heard the same rumor myself. Yes, thanks for calling and not reversing the charger.
I wanted to bleep that, guys. I said, check it. Let's bleep that. We bleep that, John? It's a 40-second clip. There he is huffing out of a Perrier air can. Okay, there goes the clip. We had to bleep part of it because I forgot there was a cuss word in it. Okay, there you go from Spaceballs. Paul Watson, going back to you, my friend. Finish up with the whole Syria situation. Where do you see it going? Where, I mean, they may start nuking Syria. And you know, the videos come out of them cutting Christians' heads off, and our media's like, the New York Times even praised the Al-Qaeda rebels, and then the public said, wait a minute, those are Al-Qaeda killing and blowing up churches, and the New York Times pulled the video. I mean, I guess they really want to sell us on this. I guess they think the public are total jellyfish. Paul, where do you see this going?
Well, they'll end up giving those rebel commanders, you know, refugee status in the United States, like they did with Iraqis, Iraqi terrorists after Gulf War I that helped the United States. And as you said, they'll then start attacking the United States, and it'll be all forgotten that the United States created, armed, funded them in the first place. But there's a headline, Syrian rebels steal credit from Israel for attack. Now they're claiming that they hit the weapons convoy. So it looks like there could have been two separate attacks. But as far as where it, you know, where's it going? They've said that Assad's fall is imminent about three times, that the rebels are closing in on Damascus. I've literally heard that three or four times within the last year. Never happens. Now it looks like it's a stalemate. You know, the country's completely destroyed. They've got thousands of refugees streaming out into Jordan. But the difference between Libya and Syria is that, you know, Libya had a 15,000-man army. Syria's got something like 150,000, 10 times the amount. Syria's got an air defense system, which Libya basically had no air defense system. But if this actually happened, this incident today, and Israel's flown a fighter jet all the way nearly to Damascus and bombed a weapons facility, then how good are Syria's air defenses? Not very good if, you know, they can penetrate them with no resistance whatsoever. So that might be a test case for Obama now to send in the drones and for the fun to begin, because obviously that was their main concern, that Syria's air defenses would be too strong.
And they will actually get on the news and say, how dare the Syrians not nuke themselves? I mean, if the Syrians don't march all their kids out to Al-Qaeda and chop their heads off, they're bad. I mean, how immoral has the West become that they're doing this publicly, Paul? What do you predict's coming?
I think, as the Brookings Institution report from March 2012 said, the perfect opportunity for them would be a massive humanitarian crisis, which is already happening, but I think they're going to stage some big event. They've already said they're going to do it, whether it be chemical weapons, you know, babies thrown out of incubators or whatever, some fake prison camp, like the fake Serbian death camp that never existed. They'll try and fake another stage humanitarian crisis, and that will be presented as the final straw, and then the fun will begin.
Incredible. Incredible. You heard me rant about all the stuff that's happening. It's not even the tip of the iceberg. Homeland Security is officially saying everyone should have scissors in their office or school in case there's a mass shooter. That's been officially put out. I'm going to be covering that. I mean, it's just they're SWAT teaming and expelling people for Hello Kitty bubble projectors, paper guns, Legos. I mean, it's we're going and the same thing in England. You're under the same mind control system. I mean, it's just how much crazier will it get? I guess a lot crazier.
Well, the problem is that a lot of people have been driven crazy by a lot of this, and they can't differentiate between fact and fiction. But what's really happening is while the Department of Homeland Security is doing that and saying protect yourself with scissors, they've just bought 7,000 fully automatic assault rifles. They've bought over 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. So they're building, you know, detention camps in Georgia and places like that. I saw another report just the other day.
And they're training for confiscating guns. It's now in the Army manual. And it's like, hey, giant guys in Darth Vader outfits, huge armored command bases, checkpoints everywhere. Totally safe. Hello Kitty bubble projector in the hands of an evil five-year-old. Everybody run in fear. I mean, they're creating a responsive. Oh, a citizen with a bubble. Ah! Oh, a guy in a Darth Vader. You know, classic tyranny. Oh, I love it. Oh, I feel safe. Thank you, Paul Watson, editor of PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Of liberty, gnashing my little teeth together in anger against the globalist. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. They're the big news sites. And also, we're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. Don't forget Operation Sleeping Giant. You can get 11 memberships, your main membership, and 10 more for $5.95 a month, or get the yearly membership. We're running a special. Get 5.3 months free off the regular price when you get a year membership. So you pay for 6.7 and you get 5.3 free. And we only run that in December and January, so that's about to end, but I haven't been plugging it a lot, so I may extend that special a few weeks. But the other specials is in perpetuity. You get a membership, whether it's monthly or yearly, and it's 11 people can simultaneously log on to the daytime radio show and see the video and all the documents, adds multi-dimensions to the info. Because while I'm talking about stuff, the crew is putting the articles up on screen to document things. You know, it's radio to the next level. And I've been doing this 17 years, adding the video and things for about 10. And, of course, it's now being duplicated by everyone else, which I think is a good thing. It's good to, you know, show people what you got. Show people the facts. So I think that's the greatest form of flattery is imitation. Now, the issue here is, again, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWarsNews.com and get your membership, or if you already have a membership, get another one to support us, and then create an easy-to-remember username passcode that's centric only to PrisonPlanet.tv, you know, a new passcode that you can share, and then give that to friends and family. It's more like 20 or 30 memberships. Most people are not going to tune in every night at 7 o'clock for the nightly news that we put a lot of work into. At many levels, it's much better than even the radio show. That's why we're playing a lot of the produced pieces here. When we come back from break in that little no man's land, the first 5 minutes that some stations carry, some don't, then we're going to change our clocks in where we don't have that and come out at 6 after. But the point is, we're going to air Aaron Dykes' report on MSNBC hoax, gun advocates heckled Sandy Hook father. And they ran this clip all over the news. MSNBC put the hoax out. A bunch of other TV networks picked it up. All the Democratic Party organs picked it up, saying, look at these fathers. You know, this poor father lost his child. He said, you know, and look, for no reason, they laugh and heckle at him and say, shall not be infringed. Just out of the blue, they interrupt him. The father really says, can any of you tell me why we need semi-auto? Can you? And everybody's quiet. People go, oh, yeah, Second Amendment, you know, right to keep our arms. Shall not be infringed. Well, they just cut the question out. And MSNBC delays their feeds about 15 seconds. We've been watching this. Most TV doesn't do that. So they acted like the feed cut for a minute and then ran with it. And even after it came out, they said, oh, no, we're defending it. No, no, that's what he said. Just like they got caught in Trayvon Martin editing the tape to have him go, yeah, it's a guy with a hoodie. It's a black guy. They're like, what color is the person? It looks like he's black. Again, they're being sued over that. This is what they think of you. This is what they think about you. I mean, I make mistakes sometimes. I get up on air and flip a number or say a name wrong, and I, you know, hear it later, and I'm like, oh, no, it wasn't Thomas Jefferson said that. It was Benjamin Franklin. But most people don't even catch my mistakes, and I make them. I hear them. I can't stand it. But when you're up here without teleprompters, it happens. Imagine consciously editing feeds, sitting there watching, and this is the stuff we're catching. And then meanwhile going, yeah, gun owners are crackers. White people saying that. And Al Sharpton, yeah, we got to overcome the South and whites. Yeah, everybody owns guns as a Klan and a Nazi. CBS News, Bob Schaefer. Yeah, we defeated the Nazis, we'll defeat gun owners. I mean, this is an open occupation force. They're obviously the enemy. These are evil people, ladies and gentlemen. And what they're doing is illegal.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex.
Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.